This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
2 Peter 3:10, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. You know that verse. And in Revelation 3:3, Jesus said to that particular church, I will come upon you as a thief. And you will not know what hour that I come upon you. Why the analogy to the thief, obviously, is thieves don't usually call ahead and say they're coming to your house. They show up, they're unannounced visitors who you don't want. But in this case, you do want this one. He's going to be stealing people off the earth when he comes, called the rapture, and we've covered that. Matthew 25:13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So nobody knows the day, nobody knows the hour when Jesus will return for his church. And even though there have been those that set dates all the time, they've all been proven wrong. What was the last one? The Mayans calendar, December 21st, 2012, came and went. First Thessalonians 5:1, now concerning the times and the seasons, this is what the Apostle Paul said now concerning this. He said, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. For when they say, that means the people of the world, peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape. Verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness. Now, this is a key, that you are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. So all this time we've been told that he's coming as a thief, and you, nobody knows the day or the night. But if you're a believer and you're in the light, which means that you're in the Word of God, because His Word is a light to our path and to our feet. So if we're in the light, if we're in the Word, if we're Bible-believing Christians, then this day doesn't overtake us as a thief. It's not something that will shock or surprise us. You are all sons of the light, verse 5, and sons of the daylight, and we are not of that of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be watchful and sober-minded. So the believer who is in the Word of God, he's active in Christianity, he's in the light, he's walking in the light, he lives in the light, he will have an indication of the times and the seasons that Christ will come. The day won't overtake him. He may not know the exact hour, he doesn't know the exact date, but he does know the season. He does know that there is a certain season, and it's growing shorter, and it's growing nearer. If he doesn't sleep, if he doesn't become a sleepy Christian who's unconscious of what's going on in terms of the things of God, and also if he's watchful and if he's sober, we use that all the time for alcohol, but it's sober-minded, means not intoxicated with anything. Not only alcohol, but people can be intoxicated with success, intoxicated with money, intoxicated with the pursuit of pleasure, intoxicated by a relationship with another person. They can be intoxicated by many different things, which causes them not to be sober-minded, causes them to be off on some mental thing that takes them out of clarity. So to the world, of course, the rapture will be shocking when it happens, as will the second coming be, even more so. But to the church, it is our expected hope and it is our anticipation that Christ will come during these, and we continue to anticipate it growing nearer and nearer. We cannot know the day and the hour, but the seasons, we are watching for it. And as we said, we're not sleeping. And we're sober-minded. If we are watching, what do we see? We see many things that the Bible talks about will be characteristic of the last days. False Bible teachers is one of the characteristics of the last days. False Bible teachers who are, in fact, money-hungry. You can see that everywhere. And would be, they're smooth talkers, they have many followers, and they give a bad reputation to the Christian faith. And 2 Peter 2 and verse 1, "For there are also false prophets among the people in the Old Testament, even as there will be false teachers among you in the New Testament, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies." Heresy is a false teaching. And those false teachings are destructive to the human soul because they don't connect a person to God. They connect them to works and to other things. So they are destructive, even denying the Lord who bought them with his own blood, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Because of the way they act, Christianity is impugned. People mock and laugh at it and make fun of it, as you well know. By covetousness, they will exploit you. By covetousness, which means they're greedy, they will exploit you, the congregation, the people of God, with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. So they will exploit you. Exploit you means they're going to get the money out of you. And they do it with deceptive words. This is one of the characteristics of the last days that Peter is bringing out. Number two, homosexuality will be increasingly evident at the end of the age. 2 Timothy 3:3, also Romans 1 and verse 26, says that God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchange their natural use for what goes against even nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use for the woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men committing that which is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. So this is, along with 2 Timothy 3:3 and others in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the increase in the and the brashness of those who live the homosexual lifestyle would become more and more prevalent in the last days, as we see even now in the Supreme Court. They're debating over gay marriages. Earthquakes would be in diverse places in Matthew 24:7. We see earthquakes all over the world happening all the time. Every day there's earthquakes. You don't hear about them in the news, but there are many earthquakes going on every day. In some part of the world, there are tremors, earthquakes, and so forth taking place. You only hear about the big ones that are destructive on the news, but they happen very, very frequently. It's amazing how many of them happen, in the hundreds, every single day. 2 Timothy 3:1, perilous times are coming in the last days, it says. And perilous there means stress. It means stressful times. And the depletion of strength. People will have a depletion of human strength to deal with life. So you'll have an increase in people who can't do it. It's too much for them. They've got to get medication to get through. They have to have psychiatric help. They have to have therapies. They have to have prescription drugs and so forth in order to live life. Wasn't so years ago, but it is now. Everybody's flocking to these things just to be able to make it through. So the toughness of the human being, of the person who lives, especially in our culture, is deteriorating. Many wars were to erupt. Matthew 24:6 tells us that's the characteristic of the last time. We'll see many, many wars. We've always had wars in the on the planet, but at any one time, according to Radio America, not Radio Free Europe, but the other one for America. They had like 35 wars. They ran down a list of them that are going on in the world right now. You don't hear about them all. You just hear about the big ones. But there are little skirmishes and wars between villages and so forth in remote parts of the world. 35 at any given time taking place, wars. In number six, people would forsake the Ten Commandments as the moral code to live by. And therefore, committing adultery and fornication, stealing, lying, even killing, would be the code of the day. Everybody would find excuses why these things are okay. Matthew 24:12, iniquity will abound. The moral code will be forsaken. People will stop living within the moral code. And breaking those, the moral code, the Ten Commandments, is established for a nation. Established for a nation to build itself around that particular code so that the nation can function. But there's a breakdown in the nation when the Ten Commandments are no longer honored as the moral code and anything goes. Number seven, there would be a cold religious system. In 2 Timothy 3:5, there would be a very cold religious system of many sorts. And they would deny God's power, denying the power, which is the cross. The cross would become something that people want to hide, remove from their walls, not speak about, not teach on, not have anything to do with, just talk about the love of Jesus, forget about the cross of Christ. They want to separate the love of Christ from the cross of Christ, because the cross brings in salvation. Without works, the cross brings in sanctification and so forth. So they want to do away with the cross and just have a religious system in its place. Number eight, men would substitute fantasy in place of Christian truth. For example, we have coming up this Sunday, we have the Easter Bunny. That is a fantasy contrived by the devil to hide the resurrection of Christ. And many, many people, especially in our country here, the people.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the WCNO ministry, is looking to buy gold, silver, and diamond jewelry.